Miss a Little, Miss a Lot on the new Rod Parsley podcast.
You said your problem has a purpose, mm-hmm. and that the purpose of that problem is to propel you through that barrier.
A breakthrough is a sudden burst, right, of the advanced knowledge of God or revelation. Mm-hmm. Something's revealed.
Yes.
Right? That's been hidden. A sudden burst of the advanced knowledge or revelation of God that propels you through every line of Satan's defense. Mm. That thing that's held you back, keep pushing against it. Keep your faith exerted against it. Keep speaking the word of the Lord. Keep praising God that it's already done. And suddenly, you'll have a breakthrough.
Yeah.
And it will propel you with great force through that thing which has been attempting to be your barrier.
The Rod Parsley Podcast is new each week, available wherever you get your podcasts. Like and subscribe to all of our social media channels at rodparsley.com.
We cannot be obedient to God and mammon. These two are polar opposites. Hear the prophet, if Baal be God, serve him idols. If idols be God, serve them. But if God be God, serve him. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. If you go to Matthew chapter number 6, the sixth chapter of Matthew, right before chapter 7. Sixth chapter of Matthew. You'll notice something, especially if you have one of my Jubilee Bibles. We marked it out this way in the Jubilee Bible. Above chapter 6, verse 1, the heading is teaching about charitable giving. The words are in red. So Jesus begins a discourse talking to us about finances. The very next subject that he covers is the Lord's Prayer or the Our Father. So Jesus is following that pattern and telling us how to do all of it. In one sermon, I told you he was a master preacher. So then he goes into, are you ready? Treasure in heaven. Treasure. Get it? Say treasure. Where? On earth. At work. At your house. Treasure in heaven. Watch me. Then he goes into the power of the Holy Ghost, the light of the body. Next, he returns to God and money. So at both ends of his sermon, he's addressing money. Did anybody get that? I just want you to make up, 20th century preachers did not make this up. Because that's what the internet tells you all the time by those who have no faith. Well, first of all, fasting. I ought to just touch on that and remind you that Jesus said, y'all stop talking to each other about your fast. And remember, a diet is not a fast. You can fast television. You can fast screen time. You can fast your time. You can fast activities. You can fast pleasure. Food works best because most folk, and I'll talk about it a little bit later, most folk have a belly god. The second greatest idolatry in America is food. The greatest idolatry in America is money. So let me ask you a question. Is food evil? What's the second greatest idolatry? Because it's not the food that's evil, it's what you do with it. Good God, that makes sense. Then it says this, do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth. What do most Americans spend their time on? What's the American dream? Own your own home. Fill it up with your own stuff. Drive your own car. Have your own jewels. How much talk is there about what we're laying up in heaven? Some people totally gloss over and forget there are rewards in heaven. So here we go. Matthew 6:24. You cannot. Now, if you're from Eastern Kentucky, you say can't. Say, I can't worship two gods. Now, notice he did not say two things. He said two gods. You with me? At the same time. You will hate one and love the other. Or you will be devoted to one and despise the other. Does anybody notice any gray area? Here's why you can't serve God and money. You ready? Because if you've got two gods, they are polar opposites. Here's why you will hate one and love the other. Because at some point down the line, if you're trying to keep them both sovereign in your life, one will command you to do a thing that will be against what the other is commanding you to do. You cannot serve two gods because they will at some point contradict each other. So being worldly, let me try to get this in a vernacular you can understand. Being worldly or being carnal or being fleshly or being earthly minded is hypocrisy. In this and this alone, we reach a strategic inflection point. We come to a place where we cannot continue as we have been going because we have run into the roadblock of the truth of God's word where a decision must be made. Choose you this day whom you will serve. If God be God, then serve him. But if Baal be God, serve him. If Mammon is God, then keep serving it. But if God is God, your money should have no hold on you. Somebody say, how much money you got in the bank? Say, which one? The earthly one? Or the heavenly one. Philippians 3:7. But what things are gain to me, those I count as loss for Christ. I got a new shiny truck. Gain. I got a new home. Gain. I got a new suit of clothing. Gain. Those things that we count or consider as gain to ourselves are the things that God will not allow to be our God. Others seek mammon by seeking followers. It's not important who's following you. It's important who you're following. Some, the mammon of influence. This new term. I am an influencer. Till they decide to cancel you. Then who will you influence? So in order to keep your influence, you have to bow your knee to the mammon of influence. Because at some point, those that you're influencing are not going to hear about your God. Start posting that. And see how much influence you have left. You with me? Social status, the applause of men, preachers. Got a preacher in here. I had one of the, what would be perceived as the most successful ministry gifts in America in three generations. Looked me in the eye and I said, you've changed your message. Now, I don't, whatever your delivery is, I don't often run the back of the seats anymore. I'm 67. And my body does not want to follow my spiritual lead. Had a preacher look me in the eye. And I said, you've changed your message. Not many folks bold enough or brave enough to say that, but that's what I said. They said, you're right. And I said, well, what's going on? You know what they said to me? I am intoxicated by the applause of the people. Mammon. Mammon. The approval of men to the discredit of the approval of the only one that matters. You with me? Are you following along? Herein lies the trinity of mammon. God woke me up last night. You know, I go to bed, go to sleep praying. And I was praying, Abba, I belong to you. Lord Jesus, I worship you. Holy Spirit, I welcome you. And I went to sleep with that. And then God woke me up. And he said, there's a trinity of mammon too. Wow. So I said, please tell me. Here it is. The trinity of mammon. The sensual. What pleases your senses, including sexuality, the sensual, mammon. Second, the secular. What that world through advertising keeps telling you is what you must have. Secularism, the secularization of the church, secular humanism in education. The church has become a secularist society. Well, let's all vote, which we have to do because we have no apostolic authority, nor do we understand biblical authority. The church is a bunch of Miriams. Why do we have to listen to Moses? God talks to me too. Okay. You're a secularist. Secular. Worldly, according to this world, right? Okay, please remember this world system is built on one thing, debt. Everything in this nation resides, rests in, and is supported by debt. Do you know how much America owes? Over 70% of people living in America today do not have enough to pay themselves out of debt if their life depended on it. Now, it's not because they haven't received money, because the poorest among us working have had over $1 million in their working life pass through their hands. But that's the point. It passed through their hands because they had to have, had to have, had to have, had to have. The sensual, the secular, and here's the biggest one of all, self. Do we serve ourselves or do we serve him? It's quiet. We cannot be obedient to God and mammon. These two are polar opposites. Hear the prophet, if Baal be God, serve him idols. If idols be God, serve them. But if God be God, serve him. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Everybody standing, lift your hands and say, Jesus, I make you Lord. I receive your Lordship. I acknowledge your sovereignty in my life. I want you to control areas of my life. And yet, I've not surrendered all the areas of my life. And today, with all my heart, I want to call you Lord. Lord of all, speak to me and I will follow. Where you lead me, I will follow. I will do what you bid me do. And I'm humbled. I am humbled that you would ever use me. Thank you, Jesus. Let me bring glory to your name in my life. Amen. This is certainly no time to bow our knees to the current culture and hide out in our sanctuaries. The pervasive practice of idolatry threatens to destroy not only the church, but our families, education, and our nation in totality. As believing Christians with a Christian worldview, it's our mandate to rescue the perishing, to warn the wavering, and become a beacon of light, to be a safe harbor in Jesus Christ. In my brand new book, Idolatry in America, I challenge our misdirected, misguided, misinformed culture. And I also have some words for the church to cast off idolatry. And it hides out in areas you're not really aware of, but I can make you aware of them. We are living in a time when evil is attempting to marginalize every Christian, every churchgoer, and silence its voice. We cannot, we must not ease up on our efforts to take the gospel to every person in America. That's my quest. And that's why I am in great need of your help. Now, people tell me, Pastor, no one will support revival. No one will give to see a revival in America. No one will give to rescue the perishing. But I believe you will. Your Christ-like, generous revival seed is going to amplify my voice through every means possible, including the printed page, television across the nation, social media on every outlet, and powerfully anointed crusades, winning souls, because souls hang in the balance. And the apex of all Christian endeavor must become to place the jewel of a soul in the crown of our Savior. I can tell you, I see a colossal, mighty move of the Holy Spirit on the horizon. It'll be stunning to witness it, but I need your help. Please, today, sow a seed for revival. Help me crush the idolatry in America. As you sow today, I want you to consider with all your heart, put it before the Lord, a $100 or more revival seed. When you do, I'm going to rush straight out to you the Idolatry in America Deluxe Ministry Package. It includes an exclusive author-signed edition of my just-released book, Idolatry in America. And you'll also receive the entire set of messages on DVD and digital download. And to complete it all, the book that shook and is continuing to shake the nation, Revival If. It's all available today for your revival love gift of $100 or more. Please, if you can do it today. Every gift for revival is so vital and so deeply, deeply appreciated. I'll send you a book, Idolatry in America, today for a gift of any size. That's right. I have to get this message in your heart and in your home. So for your gift in any amount today, I'll for sure send you the book. But I'm believing that everyone that can will help me put a shoulder under this thing and let's win many millions to Jesus Christ. Once you open the pages of this remarkable book, it will be nearly impossible to put it down. Protect your family. Equip yourself against the dangers rapidly engulfing our entire nation. Call right now or click on rodparsley.com or take a moment and write to me today. Our nation is adrift from its moral moorings. It's got to turn to the truth of God's changeless word. You can be a part. Only heaven will tell how many souls your gift today brought to heaven. Only heaven will tell. I love you. Help me today.
Our nation is corroded by chaos, once foretold, now documented. New York Times bestselling author Dr. Rod Parsley uncovers the 10 insidious idols gripping our country and tearing apart the fabric of our families. But there is hope, and your generous love gift to break through will help tear down this evil stronghold and open the door to revival. For your love gift of $70 or more, you'll receive the Idolatry in America gift pack, featuring the exclusive author's signed edition of Dr. Parsley's newest book, Idolatry in America. You'll be challenged by the modern idols hiding in plain sight. They constitute an unprecedented threat to the very existence of our nation. And the companion ministry series, each one an uncompromising message that will let you know the consequences are severe, but the outcome will be stunning. For those that can stretch their faith for revival with a $100 love gift, you'll receive the deluxe set that includes the book that shook the nation, Revival If. Call around the clock. Click on rodparsley.com. There is a deadly truth behind our nation's spiritual famine, and Rod Parsley exposes it all. Idolatry in America.
A short investment of time, can yield game-changing results. 10 minutes to tranquility from Dr. Rod Parsley will give you supernatural strength and comfort through the power of the Holy Spirit. Begin and end each day with the peace that passes all understanding. Learn the keys by requesting your free copy of 10 Minutes to Tranquility. Call or visit rodparsley.com.
Well, I want to extend a great big God bless you and thank you to so many of my Revival Covenant partners and friends. You've been calling, you've been writing concerning my new release, Idolatry in America. I'm so thankful for all of your positive comments, all of your encouragement. It's really overwhelming. Thank you so much. In the epilogue of Idolatry in America, I present the simplicity of the gospel, which is its power, and its power is its simplicity. In the book, I give you a mighty tool to help you reach someone who needs Jesus Christ that may never, ever hear my voice. The gospel is not complicated. It's 5 life-altering, destiny-changing Bible truths. 1, Jesus loves you. 2, he died for you. 3, God raised him from the dead. 4, he can change your life. I know, because he changed mine. And Jesus made a home in heaven for you to live with him in eternity. Now, if you're ready to accept God's saving grace, a beautiful, caring friend is available to you 24 hours a day. They want to receive your call and extend God's love, his kindness. They'll help you cut through the clutter and give you peace that only Christ can give. When you call, please ask for my little booklet. It's absolutely free. It's entitled New Direction. And I'll see you next time right here, helping me bring revival to America and the world on your international broadcast of Breakthrough.
Your destiny centers on being a true world changer. It requires access to a specific anointing coupled with superior education. Being a student at Valor Christian College imparts you with the spiritual legacy of Howard Carter, Smith Wigglesworth, Dr. Lester Sumrall, and our founder, Dr. Rod Parsley.
Call the number on your screen or visit valorcollege.edu. Enroll today. Valor Christian College, where world changers are made.
This is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley. For more information on the expanding outreaches of this ministry, please visit rodparsley.com.